So the primary growing medium, what the plants draw nutrients from, is actually soil, not water.
So the article was wrong about that? Too bad. It seemed like a great topic, but I guess...
Wait a minute. Just because chinampas were not technically hydroponic doesn't mean this couldn't be an appropriate topic for your paper. Chinampas were still a great pre-modern technological achievement. I mean, they enabled the Aztecs to grow plenty of food in an area without much available farmland.
But I wonder why the author wrote that chinampas were hydroponic.
Well, it's pretty common for writers to generalize. Say, use a term like hydroponics to describe other types of agriculture. Personally, I'd never say hydroponic except for plants growing in liquid. The crops on chinampas definitely benefited from the water surrounding them, but hydroponic...
Okay, so I'll go with chinampas, but leave out the hydroponics part.
Actually, there's an important lesson here. We should pay attention to what happened in history, but also how historical events are presented. Why, for example, would writers use a word like hydroponics so casually?
I guess because it's a popular topic people want to read about?
Or, to help modern-day readers understand something historical, maybe these writers think a familiar frame of reference is needed.
Well, that article was in a popular magazine, not a scholarly journal for historians.
Okay, but historians sometimes do the same thing.
So I guess then that all historians might not describe chinampas in quite the same way either.
Good point. Why not look into that too? And include it along with your description and analysis.